The Boston Bruins were able to claw back from deficits of 1-0, 4-2, and 5-4 during the most entertaining game of this year's Stanley Cup Finals. Brent Seabrook gave Boston no time to mount another comeback. Seabrook scored at 9 minutes and 51 seconds of overtime to give the Chicago Blackhawks a 6-5 win over the Bruins, tying the series at 2 games apiece. Game 5 is Saturday in Chicago. In baseball news, Tampa Bay ended their drought at Fenway Park, beating the Red Sox 6-2. The Red Sox also signed first-round draft pick left-hander pitcher Trey Ball to his first professional contract worth $2.75 million yesterday. The Los Angeles Dodgers have earned a doubleheader split in their first games at Yankee Stadium since the 1981 World Series. The Yanks won 6-4 the first game before being shut out by the Dodgers 6-0 the second game. Elsewhere, Baltimore crushed Detroit 13-3, Cleveland doubled up Kansas City 6-3, Texas defeated Oakland 9-4, it was Minnesota over the White Sox 7-4, and the Angels blanked Seattle 1-0. Elsewhere in interleague play, Colorado fell to Toronto 5-2 and Milwaukee passed Houston 3-1. In the National League, Atlanta beat the Mets 5-3, Arizona 3, Miami 1. San Francisco doubled up San Diego 4-2. The Washington cruised ahead of Philadelphia 6-2 in 11 innings. St. Louis topped the Cubs 4-1 and it was Cincinnati over Pittsburgh 2-1 in 13 innings. In golf news, Tiger Woods' sore left elbow will keep him out of competition until the British Open. Authorities have identified the body found about a mile from Aaron Hernandez's home as that of 27-year-old Odin Lloyd. Hernandez's attorney has declined to comment on the investigation. Former New York Giants punter and radio analyst Dave Jennings has died. He was 61 and had battled Parkinson's disease since 1996. Finally, Game 7 between the Miami Heat and San Antonio Spurs is tonight at 9. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.